Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fist. It's your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. Sam, how are you doing on this, what is it, Monday?
Yep, good. It's another week closer to the first week.
Hey, it's the last Monday without football on the weekend. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, what is it? It's next weekend's the first like five games or whatever.
Oh, it's a little more than five, but
Like
I was
there's
actually
five.
looking. It's kind of a solid slate. I would.
Yeah, for like that first week.
Yep. But yeah, so today's episode is gonna be the Big Ten conference preview, and we have how many teams we got in the Big Ten now? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So
We
that
got
is
like
14.
what is it? Fifth,
One, two,
18?
four. Yeah, is that 18? Am I counting? I was like, damn, that's a lot of teams.
Yeah, I think it is 18 now.
Damn, can we get a name change to the Big 18?
I mean, it was the Big Ten, and there was 14.
Yeah, but I think it's time for a change of name. So this week we're dropping four episodes. We got the Big Ten conference preview coming, and then right after we got the SEC conference preview. Then we got the ACC and Big 12. And as I was doing my research for this, I was like, damn, I think I know what's the exciting conference, the most exciting conference is going to be to watch this year.
Probably the
And
Big 12.
it's going to be the Big 12. No, without a doubt, the Big 12 is going to be the most exciting conference to watch this year.
It's the
But
only conference where I feel like it's like legitimately wide open.
I think anyone can win that conference, and it's going to be exciting to watch. But we'll get into that another time because we're here about the Big 10. So we're just going to go through some of these teams, give some record predictions. Who we think is going to win the conference. So, Sam, do you want to start off with your conference winner, or do you just like want to get to that at the end? Yeah, let's get to that at the end.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's start with Purdue.
I mean, probably
Yeah,
the worst team in the Big Ten. I mean, what do they have? They have like 10 starters coming back. Not a lot of production, and they didn't re I don't think they got anybody that's that good.
I think
Probably
they
like a
lost
3-4
their I
win
think they
team.
lost their best pass rusher in the portal as well. So,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at my notes here, and all I have is Purdue. There's really nothing of note on this team. I just think it's going to be a tough year with them. And looking at their schedule, I feel like they should be happy with 2-10.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here. They got Notre Dame week two for one of their non-conference games. I mean, I can see them pulling off like Oregon State and Indiana State, obviously.
I have them beating Indiana State, but I definitely have them losing Oregon State. Even with Oregon State losing their head coach and all that,
And every single one of their players.
and you know, being left out of everything with the Pac-12 and stuff, they're still
So
gonna have
you
to.
have them like winning one of like Northwestern.
I have them winning Indiana State, and I have them winning Northwestern. Those are the only two wins I have them winning. Going, especially they're going at Oregon State, 8:30 game. That's still going to be a tough atmosphere to play in. And I think that's Cornelius, Oregon, I think. I could be totally wrong, but I think that's where Oregon State is.
Corvallis.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I just have Purdue having a tough sliding.
Yeah, I'd give them like good if on a good year, 4 wins.
That's bold. That is bold. I literally do not
Like on
see
a for a good year, like for a good year this
what
year.
a upset. Oh, no, beat
Like
what
Indiana.
Michigan State and Indiana.
No, Indiana, Northwestern, Oregon State and Indiana State, I think, are the only
I
ones that
don't see
can
them.
really win.
I don't know. We'll see. That's it's early in the season, so maybe Purdue will still be kind of buzzing off the early start. But
I doubt
yeah, so that's enough Purdue talk. I'm like sick to my stomach. Dude, it's just, dude, I thought they were building something in West Lafayette there for West Lafayette, Indiana, there for a little bit. They had Jeff Brohm there, and it seemed like they were building something, you
Yeah,
know.
they've always had like just solid
Yeah,
like
like,
teams.
you
You
know,
know, not terrible, nothing really special, but
they pulled George Karfalias or whatever the hell his name.
yeah,
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
And you know, they had his
I mean, they had
Rondell Moore.
Rondell Moore, David Bell was good.
Yeah, David Bell was solid. And then I don't know, man. Just for Purdue's sake, I hope it's more than 2 wins, but looking at the schedule, I see 3 as the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, Purdue used to be a team that like late in the season you go to Purdue
You
night
did not want to
game.
go to
Yeah,
Purdue.
you
You
did
did
not
not
want.
want to go, as an Ohio State fan, you did not want to go to Purdue night game, black unis. That's a disaster. That's a disaster coming. You know, they got that grass. They'll let that grass grow a little higher, you know, and make you a little slower for that game. But yeah, that's enough Purdue talk. Let's go to another bottom feeder in UCLA. So if you didn't know, guys, UCLA is in LA with USC. Guys, that's just a joke. I'm not being serious. I was making a
That's
joke
what
from their head
their
coach
coach
said.
said.
Their head
Yeah.
coach said that at Big Ten Media Day. That's how he opened up his statement.
We're
He said, "I know you guys might not know much about UCLA football, but we're in
LA.
LA with USC." Thank you. Now I know what UCLA stands for, University of California, Los Angeles. That's very helpful. But looking at their schedule,
It's another bad year, or
it's.
no, I mean another bad team here.
I
They
mean,
finished 8-5 last year, but
so Deshaun Foster was kind of, he's the sacrificial lamb. You know, he was kind of Chip Kelly, you know, left them like not that, like, you know, it was before spring ball, but like after winter, you
they
know,
left them at a tough time when they
it
couldn't really
was,
find anybody.
yeah, it was a tough time, and it was kind of just, they kind of just brought him in because they just needed someone. And when you look at this coaching staff, they do have Erica Bieniemy on the staff. Which, you know, interesting that everyone's calling for Bieniemy to get a head coaching job in the NFL, and then now he's.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if they hold on to him, I feel like in the future that, I mean,
I
obviously that's a
hear
really good
like
hire.
yeah, but I hear people don't really like him as like a coach. You know, that
Yeah,
was
I
kind of
mean,
his, you know, remember McCoy had his little spiff with them on Twitter. And there's been ex players on Twitter, you know, kind of, you know, not seeing eye to
yeah,
eye with them.
but.
But when you look at him, they're gonna want to run the ball. They got a solid 1-2 punch at running back, and hopefully a solid enough O line. But looking at this, I see them at 3-9. I see them winning 3 games.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't see them being that good either. Their defensive coordinator left for USC too, right?
Yeah, and it was weird. They like, well, it was like a, he went to, I think he was like on the USC staff, went to UCLA, then left UCLA to go back to USC. I could be wrong though, but I remember one of the coaches kind of like went, then came back. So,
And he took a lot of guys with him to USC too.
yeah, so, I'll actually see UCLA live. I'm going to the UCLA Penn State game.
That should be a blowout.
So, don't know. I don't, dude, could they beat Hawaii out of Hawaii?
Yeah, I think they'll win that
Right, so
game. I could
that's
see
one
like
win. Indiana.
Fresno State, they got another win.
So did you see the stats on teams who are from like the eastern side who travel west.
Yeah, they do
Have
worse
they
than the
do worse
teams
than the teams who travel west to
and
east.
go east, yeah.
So like I was kind of like I've been taking that in account in some of these like predictions because I just don't know yet. So all right, they beat Hawaii, that's the win. I think they'll beat Indiana, but I don't know. Fucking Cignetti knows how to win the games.
I think Indiana could be solid.
Yeah. We'll get into Indiana in a little bit. LSU at LSU, that's an L.
Yeah.
Oregon, that's an L. Penn
Penn
State,
State.
that's an L.
Minnesota,
Minnesota,
though, win
coin
that game.
flip. I think that's a coin flip. Rutgers, Shiano's D. Like,
I think Rutgers is another team that could be good.
we'll get into Rutgers. Nebraska, L. Iowa, L. Washington, L. USC, L. Dude, Fresno State's a solid ass team. That's a coin flip in my eyes.
I don't see him going doing that bad though. Like, I don't know.
All right, 3-9. 3-9's the floor.
Maybe
Five
five
and
and seven.
seven's the ceiling.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Unless they come out and totally shock me, that's what I see going. And then it might be we'll see if they give Foster or whatever like another year. But I think he knows that he's kind of just in a placeholder position right now.
Yeah, for sure. Especially after that interview.
Hey, he embraced it though. He came out at camp and he was wearing a shirt that said UCLA's in LA. Like,
Well, you gotta make jokes after it, like after you said that, just to make it more like kind of normal.
yeah, if you want to talk about training camp shirts, what about Baylor wearing We Pay Players?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, like,
I don't
I don't
know,
know.
like, how does that make you seem cool to your players or recruits?
Yeah, we
Everybody pays
pay. Yeah,
players.
we pay players. All right. Let's go into Washington. So, in my opinion, I think Jed Fish should have stayed at Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know how this move really made sense, especially since he had guys coming back at Arizona.
Yeah, he has the probably a top three quarterback in the Big 12, a top two receiver in the Big 12, at Arizona,
Nothing at Washington.
and then
Nothing.
nothing at what like Washington has to reload their whole receiving corps, has to bring in a transfer quarterback.
Washington returns zero starters on offense and three on defense.
Yeah, so it's kind of a build from, and especially come from Arizona, who Arizona's expectations last year were not high. And they out, what'd they go, 9-3?
Yeah, I think yeah, well, if you count the bowl game, it's 10-3, I think.
Yeah, they out, like, I remember watching Arizona at USC.
They were fun to watch.
They were really fun to watch. And then he pick, after one good year, he picks up and leaves. And goes to Washington,
It's
and
kind of like he stepped sideways. He didn't step forward, or you know what
yeah,
I mean?
and I wonder. Remember when that article came out about Arizona's accounting team accidentally like misplaced like millions of dollars or whatever, and it was going to like collapse the athletic or like what something like weird. Like I wonder if
Yeah,
that
like,
had any.
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But I think Arizona's got the support there, and huh. I forget what part of Arizona they're in, but
Tuscan, I think. Tucson, Tucson.
Tucson. Yeah, Tucson. Kind of a weird move, but I guess we'll see how it plays out. Like I said, they're bringing in Will Rogers at quarterback. Obviously, the
Dude,
receiving core. What?
I don't really know much about, like,
Dude,
I guess he's okay. I feel like he's kind of hyped up everywhere he goes, and I don't
Yeah,
really see why.
I watched about Mississippi State last year, and I was like, "What is this?" Like, it didn't seem like he had a strong arm. And then they were like saying he was injured or whatever. But I was like, "Dude, I don't know about this guy." Then I was doing research on Mississippi State, and Mississippi State just brought in a new OC this year, and then they were like, "Yeah, this OC's like gonna push the ball downfield." instead of their little dink and doink offense from the past couple. And I
Yeah.
was like, yeah, like I don't see, like, he's definitely downgrading that. Jed Fish is definitely downgrading that quarterback from what he had last year.
I don't understand the Will Rogers like hype.
And you lose everyone. And then it's a really weird move for me. I have Washington at 5-7 this year.
Yeah, and I think that's like a good year.
I mean, look, they open up with Weber State, Eastern Michigan, Washington State. I think they start off 3-0. Northwestern,
Northwestern 4.
4-0. I mean,
But then they could lose literally the rest of those games, other than UCLA.
so look, I have them at 5-7 or 6-6. I think out of the Rutgers and UCLA, I think are their remaining two victories on that.
I don't think they'll beat Rutgers, but
Dude, I know Rutgers is going to be in games just based off their defense.
and they have like everybody coming back on defense too.
It's just their offense. Even last year, their offense took a step. I think we can agree their offense took a step forward,
Yeah, they can
but
actually score. Yeah.
it still wasn't like,
No.
it still like wasn't a like a nice offense. Like, yes, they took a step forward from where they were because I think their starting quarterback from 2 years ago was playing receiver last year. I think
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it
yeah.
so like 2 years ago they were using kind of a utility
They
player.
have that kid from Minnesota playing quarterback this year.
Dude, I know, and I could not watch that guy quarterback at Minnesota last year.
He
So whenever I read that, I was
was
reading
like
that.
kind of good sometimes though, and like, you know what I mean? Like he
Dude,
wasn't that good, but he could be like decent.
so whenever I was
He's probably better than what they had. They had
yeah,
at Rutgers
but
last year. What's his name? Wimstat?
yeah, I like Winstat though.
Really?
Like at times. But
Gonna
dude.
just pound the rock with that running back is back. They're just gonna pound the rock with him.
We'll get in records. We gotta finish up our Washington talk. Anything else you wanted to say about Washington?
Not mediocre, terrible season.
All right, let's pivot into Rutgers. So I have Rutgers sitting at 5-7 or 6-6.
See, I think they're gonna have 7 wins.
See, look, so 3 years ago I fell in love with Rutgers football. It might have been four. It might have.
Graziano is like really fun to like watch
Yeah, it
coach
was
his
3 years
defense.
ago. Well, it might be 4 years ago now. My time frame on things these days are kind of off. But I'll tell you something about Rutgers when I fell in love with Rutgers football. It was a fall day, and about 3 or 4 years ago, probably. Oh shit! How old? I'm 24 now, so I hadn't been 21.
Yeah, probably. Your birthday's in the summer.
So it was. Dude, I don't know. Yeah, 3 years ago. It was 3 years ago. Rutgers went on the road to Syracuse in an early season game. And I was on Rutgers that game, but no one else believed in Rutgers. And Rutgers won that game. Actually, hold on. Hold on. My memory might might hold on. My mem I might have
That
been on
was really
Syracuse.
anticlimactic, dude.
I might have been on Syracuse. Oh, dude, I might have been on Syracuse that game because I also had a relationship with Syracuse that year too.
Yeah, I know. You were heavy on Syracuse.
Yeah, so I probably was on Syracuse now that I'm thinking of it.
They beat you, and then you fell in love with them?
Hold on. Let's just scrap that story. Either
I'll tell you
or.
what, last year, I was on Rutgers versus Michigan State. You remember that game? They were down big and then they blocked like a punt. They had like a crazy defensive touchdown. You know what I'm talking about? No, it was a crazy ass game though.
As you can tell, my memory is quite off at this moment.
It was one of those Rutgers game at like 2 o'clock. It was
Yes.
like pouring down rain.
Oh, yeah. I got you now. I got you. You had to paint the picture. You had to paint the
Yeah.
rain because I remember the rain game now. But yeah, either 3 years ago, either or, I was heavy on Syracuse and Rutgers 3 years ago. And that's when I fell in love with Rutgers and Syracuse football. But what a combo. You gotta love those combos. But yeah, I got Rutgers at 5-7 or 6-6. I got them beating Howard, beating Akron, losing to Virginia Tech. Washington is a coin flip, losing to Nebraska, losing to Wisconsin, beating UCLA, losing to USC, beating Minnesota,
But
and
like a lot of the
since
games we say like they're losing, like they could very well just win.
well, they're gonna be in, like I said, they're gonna be in games. It's just like I have to see this offense because watching Rutgers offense has been torturous.
And all they need is literally just somebody who can just throw the ball a little bit.
Yeah,
Because
that's
that Mong, what's his name? Mongai? You know who I'm talking about? That running back number five. I mean, he had 1,200 yards rushing last year and 8 touchdowns, and he's back.
Yeah, like all right, I'll give Rutgers this. They're either gonna be 5-7, 6-6, or 7-5.
Yeah, I think
7-5 is the ceiling, 5-7 is the floor. They're gonna end up 6-6, right in between.
and that's what they finished 7-6 last year. Obviously, what they lose the bowl game or they go 6-6 and win the bowl game.
Knowing how the Big Ten does in bowl games, they probably lost.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Rutgers, in my opinion, starts off strong. I think they just need to keep it going through the season.
Yeah, and I think their defense, like you said, will keep them in the games. They
Yeah.
just have to score some points.
Yeah. So, any other Rutgers talk? No. All right. Let's get into Northwestern. Guys, if you haven't already, if you're listening to this, search up Northwestern's makeshift stadium, please. Please. While you do that, I'm gonna do it myself again because whenever I need a good laugh, I search this up because this should not be taking place in the Big Ten. This should not be a stadium in the Big Ten. I know it's only for a year or whatever while the renos happen, but this stadium is on Lake Chicago. Or it's not Lake, I think that's
No,
Lake
it's
Michigan. Lake
that,
Michigan.
yeah.
And it's literally just bleachers. There's two sides of bleachers, well, three, and it's on the lake. It's going to be torturous to go there. They might just
Yeah.
win games off just.
Like people not wanting to play.
Yeah, I know whenever Ohio State comes to town that they're playing at Wrigley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know how many other games they have at Wrigley Field, but
Probably none.
I know Ohio State's playing at Wrigley Field whenever they play Northwestern.
Yeah, we don't even play them this year, so.
But I have Northwestern sitting at 3-9.
Like, are they gonna be like they're returning what? 90% of their production on defense back. And they were 8-5 last year. How are they 8-5?
Bro, is that right?
I'm pretty sure.
Bro, there's no way that team. Hold on. Oh shit.
They were 8-5. Like
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold
they
up.
have a lot of guys back too.
Hold up. Scrap. Hold up. What did I just. Hold up. All right, Sam, you talk for a little bit. Hold up.
They have Ryan Helinski back at quarterback, right?
Yep. Which he's been in college forever.
And they have what I said nine. They have 90% of their production coming back on defense. That includes nine starters on. So they basically got the whole defense coming back. And Pat Fitzgerald's I think he's a good coach. And
Is he's
seventy percent,
hold
almost
on.
70% of their production on offense.
Hold on, dude.
Wait, he's not the
Dude,
coach
he's not
anymore.
there anymore, bro. He
Yeah.
got fired. He got fired for the
Yeah,
hazing thing. That's
it
why they
la
overachieved last year because everyone.
was playing
Oh.
tough for him.
Hold on, dude.
Yeah, he was that last year was the first year without him.
Yeah, and they over. Hold on. So last season was 2023, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they lost to Rutgers to open up, beat UTEP, lost to Duke, beat Minnesota, lost to Penn State, beat Howard, lost to Nebraska, beat Maryland, barely lost to Iowa, beat Wisconsin, beat Purdue, beat Illinois, beat Utah in the bowl game. What the fuck? All right.
I
That's does
told you,
that doesn't
dude.
change me. That doesn't change a single fucking thing for me. Northwestern's still gonna go 3-9.
Okay, he gained the full. Was Pat fired in the middle of the year or
No,
like
he got
before?
fired like right before, I think.
Yeah, okay, that's
I
fair.
think it was right before
I
the
remember
season
now. I remember
because
now.
that like article came out.
Yeah, it was kind of bullshit from what I understand, right?
I didn't deep dive in it too much, so I'm not going to speak on it. But so FanDuel has Northwestern's over under wins set at 4.5.
Yeah, that's probably right. I mean, I see five at most on that schedule, but when you're returning that many guys, it's, you know
I
what I
just,
mean? You're gonna be a tough team, I feel like.
dude, especially with the conditions that they're going to be playing in at that stadium. Like
Yeah.
you guys think I'm joking, but like I am so dead ass about that stadium. Like please search it up. Like you're going to search it up and think it's not fucking real. Like it is very real. They just posted on because they just finished the construction of adding the bleachers and shit. It is very much real. But I don't know, dude. I still have them at 3. I think they totally overachieved last year, and I think it's going to be down.
Yeah,
Miami
that
Ohio.
David Braun, the new coach, he got newcomer of the year.
Yeah. So damn, dude. For a second, I was looking at this spreadsheet, and I was like, "That's got to be a tight." I had to mess that shit up.
No, I knew that was right because I like went back and looked at all their schedules.
Dude, that's. All
But
right,
yeah,
maybe. All
I'd
right.
say 5-7 for them.
As a ceiling or as a floor?
Ceiling. Because they'll win at Miami of Ohio. Wait, that game's 4.5, dude. Northwestern opens the season versus Miami of Ohio, and Northwestern's only favored by 4.5.
Miami, Ohio is the best team in the MAC. They're solid as fuck. Sorry, guys. I'm
What's wrong with you?
sorry. I try to pull the mic away from. Sorry, I'm dying. Watered down the wrong pipe. But I wouldn't be surprised if Miami, Ohio goes into that makeshift stadium at Northwestern and beats Northwestern. I'm not even kidding. I might
But
be on Miami of Ohio that game.
Northwestern could have 3 wins right off the bat, though.
Okay, just for the sake of the argument, I'll give them the MAC win. One, I got them losing to Duke. Dude, I don't know.
But
That's
I guess Manny Diaz is there now.
all right. Coin flip at Duke. I'll give them a coin flip at Duke. Night game at the makeshift stadium. That atmosphere is gonna be rocking
Eastern
with
Illinois.
Eastern Illinois. I'll give them that. Then
Washington lost, lost,
I don't see them
lost.
winning another game on that schedule.
Maybe Purdue.
I still got them at 3-9. I don't care if they won 8 games last year.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be that great either, but it's kind of weird how good they finished last year.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a pivot. Let's row the boat into Minnesota here. PJ Fleck.
Sucks.
Yes, he was all right. Western Michigan. He was solid. Built great culture. He struck gold with Corey Davis.
Yeah.
Then he takes this Minnesota job. Struck. I think he struck gold with the roster he inherited and shit.
Yeah, he was great out the gate.
Great out the gates. Veteran quarterback. Great receivers. You're always gonna get a great safety at Minnesota. And then it's kind of been down. Like he can row the boat all he wants. Like that shit's all cool. That culture shit's all cool, but it
They
doesn't matter. It
had good
doesn't
running
matter if you don't win.
backs.
It doesn't matter if you don't win games.
Yeah, they had good running backs. That
Yeah,
Ibram
like what,
was really good.
2 years ago, well, no, 3 years ago, whenever Minnesota opened with Ohio State, Ibram gave Ohio State all he could have and then he got injured.
Yeah,
But
but I think the following year he was there too and he got injured, right?
He solid, but like I
Last
think
year they had a crazy win. That was against Nebraska, huh?
what, Minnesota?
Yeah, that crazy win early in the year.
Yeah, that was like week one.
Was it?
Yeah, August 31st.
Okay.
That was with the catch. The
Yeah,
catch in the
yeah.
corner of the end zone. Dude, those opening games were brutal. Nebraska, Minnesota was watching paint dry, and Florida and
And
Utah was watching paint dry too.
I had a Nebraska dude. It was like watching a slow, painful death, because you just slowly watch them, like watch their demise.
All right, so Minnesota last year, 2023, they finished 6-7. They got five offensive starters returning, eight defensive starters returning, and then they have two impact transfers that are going to make an impact early on. I'm off the PJ Fleck shit.
Yeah, not he. I think he needs to go.
Who are they going to get? Bro, it doesn't matter. Like, the guy can be on the hot seat. He's just gonna row his boat further away from the hot seat, you know? You know,
Don't.
he, bro, it's gonna be the fourth quarter, or it's gonna be the change of the quarter, switching fields. He'll do a full fucking 100-yard sprint to the other side.
Yeah, he will.
You know? That's culture. You
See, I
can't
don't.
you, it doesn't matter if you lose games, as long as you have culture.
I'd take literally anybody. Like, you gotta try something else, you know? When shit's stale,
I
what are you
think he
gonna
has
do?
two. I think he has two more years at Minnesota.
What, he'll get a bad one this year and then next year he's canned?
Yeah, I have Minnesota rowing the boat to a 4-8 record.
Yeah,
And
looking at their schedule, I think the max is 5-6.
yeah, so as I was doing my research on Minnesota, they were like, "Yeah, Minnesota got a transfer quarterback from New Hampshire." Max Brosmer, they were like, he might not be the sexy quarterback, but he's got, you know, he's a vet. I was like, all
Yeah.
right, well, we'll see. But I have them probably losing UNC, winning Rhode Island, winning Nevada, losing Iowa, losing Michigan, losing USC. Probably UCLA is a coin flip, I think. Maryland late in the season they could get. Illinois probably lost. Rutgers probably lost, Penn State lost, Wisconsin lost.
Yeah, they're not gonna like really do anything this year.
Yeah, so let's take our PJ Fleck boat and row it down to East Lansing, Michigan. We're going down to Michigan State here. First year with Jonathan Smith. I really like Michigan State's quarterback, but he's
Charles.
young. Yeah, Childs. He's young. So it's going to be like a growing season for them overall as a crew. I have them making a bowl game, though, 6-6. I think it's going to take Smith 2 to 3 years, I think.
I do like Jonathan Smith though.
Yeah.
I think he'll do a good job at Michigan State, and I think having Childs is a that's a good start. You know, having a guy quarterback who'll
Young
be there for
guy.
2 years, yeah.
Two, three, depending. Used his red shirt last year.
Yeah, so he's redshirt freshman, right?
Yeah.
So 2 years, and then if he's good enough, he can enter. But because he was a highly touted
Oh yeah, he was
recruit.
he, yeah. But I just think like the damage that Mel Tucker did to the program is gonna take some roster management and actually
Yeah.
getting got like Mel Tucker abused that portal, man.
Yeah, and
Lots of turnover. So I think it's going to take some time to get some homegrown talent in there.
they only
And
have two starters returning on offense, but nine on defense coming
yeah,
back.
I still think their defensive struggles, they're still going to have some defensive struggles, though.
Yeah, probably. That defense was terrible last year.
Yeah, and it's been bad.
Yeah.
It just wasn't last year. It was the year before. It was the year before that.
But I think 6-6, I think you'll see Michigan State this year just slowly get better as the year goes on.
Yeah, it might be. I'm Florida Atlantic's a W. Maryland early in the season is probably an L because, you know, Maryland early in the season, they're like national title.
Until
They're like national title contenders early in the season. And then it touches like mid-October and they forget how to play football.
it's not fair either, though, because they have like good players. So
Who, Maryland?
it could be
Yeah.
like believable.
Yeah. Boston College should be a W. Yeah, like I think 6-6 is a solid year for them.
That's a step in the right direction for sure.
I feel like 6-6, 7-5, I feel like that's the ceiling. And it could turn though. Could easily be a four wins type of
Yeah,
season.
you lose a couple one score games.
Yeah. Anything else about Michigan State?
No, I mean, I think they'll be, like I said, I think, towards the end of the year, you'll be like, oh, they're playing pretty good football.
Yeah, it's just going to take some growing pains, I think. So let's take our let's go to College Park, Maryland, and let's talk about the Terps. The best team in August and September, then October
Until they
hits.
had to play like the good teams in the conference.
Yeah, they're just a bully. You know, they'll bully the fuck out of these teams early on. Still there?
Yeah, twice.
I got nervous there. I was about to
All right, I'm good.
have to. All right. So I have Maryland sitting at 8-4 this season.
I think that's fair. They didn't like even without Tagovailoa, they still who'd they beat in the bowl game? Auburn. They beat them pretty good too.
It's the first year in like 5 years without Taulia. Might have been
Yeah.
six. But let's take a look at Maryland. So last year they went 8-5. They have five offensive starters returning, seven defensive starters returning, and probably six impact transfers. I mean,
They got that quarterback from NC State, that MJ Morris.
yeah. Which Pete, I think people were high on him coming out of high school, but I don't think his game's really I know he's still young,
Yeah.
but I don't think his game's really progressed that much.
Because he didn't start it. He started a few games at NC State
Yeah, I
last
think
year.
he started a few, but people were real high on him coming in. In my opinion, Mike Locksley's been a disappointment in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they have like it's not like they just like have a magical start. Like they're a good team.
Yeah,
Like they have players on
they've had
offense and
solid receivers, solid running backs. I mean, Taulia was there for fucking forever.
he was like hit on or
He
not.
would
Like he was a solid quarterback. He
a
could win
solid
you
quarterback. He would
games.
just turn. You never know if he was going to throw six picks and a half.
Yeah, I just like a little it has to be on the coach at some, you know what I mean? Like
Gotta stay. I think it's a focus thing. You gotta stay focused. Like 12, like. People are like, oh, 12 games. Like, especially now, the college football season is as long as it's ever been. And it's going to take a lot of focus and like mental toughness to get through, especially those teams making deep playoff runs to stay focused.
yeah, and
And
I think like when you're like that kind of school and you don't have like the electric atmosphere at home and stuff, I feel like it's kind of deflating.
yeah, especially when you're winning games early on and you still can't, like, you'll
You
feel
can't pack the stadium, yeah.
You'll feel like some of the stadium, but
Yeah.
it's not game breaking.
It's not like, oh shit, well,
And
you know what I mean?
yeah, and while we're on this topic, I'm gonna bring this up again in one of our episodes on how long the college football. So this is I think you're gonna see way more rotation out of college teams now
Like
that, like,
just in general, like at
in
all
general,
positions. Yeah.
I think you're. Just because if you go all the way, I think it's 16 games or something. 16 games, I think.
So there's 12 in the regular
12
season.
in the regular season. Count the conference championship.
Yeah.
So 13. Quarterfinals, 14. Semifinals, 15. National championship, 16.
And that's
So,
the quarters is if you don't get the bye, right? Or
yeah,
if you get the bye.
no. Quarters is the bye. So it could be
Okay.
17.
Yeah, it could be
If you
17.
lose your conference championship game, then you have to play in the first round. And then you make it, that it could be 17. And a little tidbit that's interesting. So you know how, like, freshmen, you can save your red shirt if you only like appear in like four games?
Yeah.
I think you're gonna see that rule really like stretch to the max because you know what happens in the postseason? Those games in the postseason don't count towards the red shirt.
Oh, really?
So those freshmen can make an impact in the without affecting their red shirt if they only appeared in four games in the regular season.
Yeah, but that don't you think that'd be kind of weird to not play him all year than have him play in the biggest moment?
Well, I'm saying depth wise, like you know how like
Yeah, I mean, you
developmental.
could play him just 4 games right out the gate if you really
Yeah, but
wanted to.
like you know, it's a transition thing, and some players aren't ready to go off rip. So like during the season, they're still developing.
Yeah, I guess you could play him later in the back half leading into it.
As they develop, so something to keep an eye on. But Maryland 8-4. I think Maryland starts off strong again. Having beaten UConn, beating Michigan State, beating Virginia, beating Nova. Indiana, I think, is going to be a tough one. All right, just for the sake of the argument, I'll give them that 5-0, 6-0 when USC comes to town, 6-1. Seven, and then, yeah, about eight.
They'll win all the games that all the lesser teams, maybe lose one of them and lose to all the good teams.
Dude, Maryland was giving Ohio State everything that they could ask for fucking last
Yeah,
year.
and they botched the end of the first half, am I correct? They
Yeah.
ran a play when they could have kicked a field goal.
And then the time ran out. It
Yeah,
was...
they botched every opportunity they had to take control of that game, and then Ohio
Well,
State
yeah.
just
Well,
got stomped on them.
they were completely in control in the first half.
Yeah, and they just they couldn't make their mark. When you're
Yeah.
playing, you're trying to upset a team away, you have to capitalize on all the opportunities.
Yeah. So, anything else about Maryland? I think
I think it's going to be the same kind of team, start off hot because they have those receivers back, right? Yeah.
So yeah, they have where's my
Prather and
yeah,
Felton.
yep. Offensive line's kind of trend, you know, plug and play there, but defense I think is gonna have to step up, especially later in the season.
Is Hemby back at running back?
Couldn't tell you off head, off rip.
Might be. I think he was younger. Yeah, he's back. He is a good running back. That's another. I don't think they used him enough either last year.
I think they relied on Talia a little too much.
Yeah, because he was a good back. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's go into Iowa. And I sent you a graphic the other day
About
about their scrimmage,
Cade McNamara, yeah.
and it's not good. I'll say that it's
Six, he was
not
6 of 21, I think.
unofficially 7 of 21, 20 yards, one interception, which was a pick six, one sack, and one fumbled snap.
It's just so crazy because if they find any bit of offense, that's a national championship
Yeah,
contender.
like we're not asking you to be like a top five offense. Just be top 50.
Yeah.
It's like maybe the offense should stop going up against the ones on defense. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean,
Dude.
maybe they should just run every, no passing at all.
Dude,
Just
maybe
run
they
the
should just
clock
go on
out.
air. Go on air all practice. Just getting a rhythm. I think that there's just no rhythm to that offense.
Because, Caden was a quarterback on a national, a team in the playoff. Call it,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? It's not like he's just some bum.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming off his ACL tear.
Yeah.
I
That was
think
against, was it against Penn State?
it was early. Am I?
The whiteout? Or was it a week later?
Can't give you the exact date, but because yeah, I think he played out. No, I think he played at the wideout.
He did at least for the first half, but I think
Yeah,
he might have got hurt. I can't remember.
but I don't know. I have Iowa sitting at 8-4. I feel like that's the floor. I feel like they can do a lot better
But if they
if
do
they're
find a little bit of offense, watch
yeah.
out.
If they do, they will be in the playoff. Without a doubt.
Because that defense really is unreal.
Yeah, it's an elite. It's elite, elite.
And they got what? They got 9 of their starters coming back.
Yeah, five on off, 9 on offense, 9 on defense. So we're looking at, dude,
But most of their
remember?
production on defense. it's
Yeah,
gone.
but that's, you know, they lost Cooper.
Yeah.
When you think about Iowa in the offseason, they picked up Caden Proctor, the Alabama O-line transfer. And then they
Got they
didn't.
got to be able to just pound the rock.
Whoa, hold on. I'm not done with the story. So they picked him up. But the family said that no one from like the football staff was like being communicated with Proctor whenever he stepped foot on campus. So you know what Proctor did?
Yeah,
He
he
entered the
left.
portal again and he went back to Bama.
Yeah, that I remember that. That was.
I don't know. I always got to find their identity on offense, which I know what their identity is pound the rock or
But
attempt
even
to.
without them, like they always, you know, they always have the big hogs up front.
Yeah, the trenches will be fine. It's just like we need a pulse. Are you
Yeah, you
alive?
need to be able to, like, they used to have like those guys like that could just open it up, you know what I mean? Like what's that McNutt they had?
And then they had Jones.
Smith Marset.
Then they also had Charlie Jones was there.
Until he went to Purdue.
Yeah, because I was watching the Penn State Iowa highlights like 2 days ago, whenever Penn
Hey.
State went in there.
Yeah, Charlie Jones, but then he transferred to Purdue. You remember when they played Penn State? Chuck Sizzle.
Where's Spencer Petras at? He's
That's a good
still playing
question.
college football. I
I
know,
know.
but he sat out all of last year. And remember they played that. So McNamara tore his ACL. And then like Petras was still on the team last year. But he was sitting out. And then they played that one guy, that Hall, who looked like he like literally a quarterback prototype. And then he like was dog water. Spencer Petras is at Utah State, which
Okay.
was a good program going into this year until their head coach got fired for some conduct issues.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a bad way to go into the regular season. But Iowa, just show us something on offense and you'll be in the playoff. And then
Yeah.
you'll get the doors blown off you probably.
They'll be there though.
Let's go to Illinois here. I so want to like Illinois, man.
I know. I
I want
after
to like them, even though they've upset my Buckeyes growing up a couple th here and there. But I want to like them. But man, isn't it great, Bellomo, man, who goes to Arkansas, who went to Arkansas, talked all this shit on the Big Ten, gets canned, comes back to the Big Ten to Illinois, and dog, he is dog water. He's
And
not dog.
he
He's
came
had,
out the gates like
yeah,
good.
but I have them sitting at 4-8 this year.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you know the defense will usually play tough under Bielema, but
The defense will, but
yeah,
so
their offense then they won't. Yeah,
so back
I
with
don't
the
like him at all.
all-timer, he threw a shit ton of picks last year.
Yeah. Not a good season from Illinois.
I just don't. I mean, bro, did you see their unis that they're wearing against? Who are they wearing them against? I forget who they're wearing them against.
What, Kansas? They open up
They're
like Kansas.
wearing like throwback uniforms, and they have the leather decal on the shells to make it look like they're leather helmets. They're pretty sick uniforms. Forget who. Oh, I think it's Michigan. Against Michigan, they're wearing them.
Okay.
So they look good whenever they're getting the rock pounded down their. I
Yeah,
don't know though. Remember when Illinois gave Michigan all they could have?
then in
Was that
the
last year?
no, that was
Two
2 years
years ago?
ago.
2 years ago, whenever Moody hit the game-winning field goal. I think it was a week before the Ohio State game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you
'Cause
got
well, they had
all.
that Chase Brown at running back
Yeah, Chase
too.
Brown was solid. And then, dude, they had Witherspoon
Witherspoon
2
and the
years
other
ago.
corner.
Yeah, dude, they had a solid D 2 years ago. That's why I
Yeah.
said their defense took a step back last year because
I think they had 9 wins.
2 years ago, I can't give you off rip, but I know last year they went 5-7, Five offensive starters returning, five defensive starters returning, and then seven impact transfers. I forgot how pro stacked that team was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It was a really good team. And
Yeah.
I was ex you know there was going to be a little bit of drop off, but
Yeah. Let's go down to Bloomington, Indiana. Cignetti coming in from James Madison. He knows how to win football games, and I think that's going to transfer, but I think it's going to take time. I don't think Cignetti is going to come in to Indiana right away and have an 8 to 10 win season.
yeah, but I like Curtis Work.
No, it's a. I know you were high on him last year at Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
I
Did
just,
he got hurt last year, right? Or again last year?
So they're Indiana's led by quarterback Curtis Work, transfer from Ohio. Cignetti really was in the portal. He got a lot of his guys from James Madison, but we'll see how that transfers to the Big Ten style. Like, you're getting guys from James Madison for your trenches. Like, yeah, they're solid players, but
But can they last the whole season? Is
it's just,
the
yeah, it's just different. But Cignetti knows how to win football games, and I'll keep on saying that because we've seen it at Kansas with Leipold, and I think we're going to kind of see the same thing at Indiana.
Yeah, I think Indiana would be solid though. Like this, their schedule is not that tough,
I
right?
have them at 6-6. I have them beating FIU, beating Western Illinois, going out west to UCLA. I forget what I said if UCLA is going to win that game or not. So
Probably lose.
I'll say let's just for this. All right, so they start off 4-0.
Yeah, because then they got Charlotte.
Yeah, probably lose to Maryland.
Probably. Maybe win it.
What
Are they going to start at 5-1?
Yeah, but look at that second part of the schedule.
Don't know. They got Washington and Michigan State and Purdue.
I'll get all right.
That is like not bad at all.
I still have them at 6-6. 6-6 the floor. I don't want to give them 9 wins. I do not want to give them 9 wins. I will not give them 9 wins. I'll say 8 and what would that be? 8-4 as the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 8-4. I've in his first year at Indiana. What that were they last year? 5-7?
So Indiana was
3 and 9.
3-9
Jesus.
last year.
I thought they had a couple more wins.
No.
Yeah, they were bad.
I don't know. There's potential, but like I said, give Cignetti 2 years. Not this year, but next year. Indiana is in the mix for a lot of highly touted recruits right now. And I think they're going to land some of them.
You think Indiana will?
Yep.
I mean, he turned James Madison around like real quick.
Yeah,
Well, he didn't really turn him around. They bumped up into competition and he still like.
He just knows how to win games, just like how Leopold knows how to win games, just like how Kalen DeBoer knows how to win games. Like DeBoer, Leopold, Cignetti, all guys that have been at the D3, D2 level that have won.
Yeah, and they build their way up. They
And
don't
then
know
they build
somebody,
their
you
way
know.
up, and now they're in D1, and they're going to do the same thing because at the end of the day, it's coaching football.
Yeah,
And
it doesn't matter what level.
they know how to win. And I think that's the biggest attribute that you need to have is you got to know how to win football games. Doesn't matter the roster, doesn't matter whatever, you just got to know how to win.
Yeah.
Now let's go to we're getting into the
Man,
some
this is a long preview.
I know. We should start with the good teams because we're gonna make everyone wait through the horse shit for the
Yeah,
good one. But let's go into Nebraska. Lincoln,
one of my
Nebraska.
favorite teams this year.
We're talking about one of the most hyped teams coming into the season. The Nebraska Cornhuskers. I got them sitting at 9-3.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, they, well, the only thing they were really missing last year, they had a solid defense. You know, some playmakers on offense, they just had a terrible quarterback. And I think Dylan Raiola is that answer.
Well, later in the season, they had that guy that could run the fuck out of the ball on the quarterback. I forget his
I forget
name.
his name, but I know Sims started the
Yeah,
year.
Sam started, but then yeah, I got
I watched him play in the spring ball game, dude, and he was a lights out.
so funny thing about Dylan Raiola, little backstory for everyone. So, 5-star out of Arizona. His pops was an offensive lineman in the NFL. Originally commits to Ohio State. I'm like, yeah, got him.
Then
Decommits.
Georgia.
He decommits, goes to Georgia. Then he moves from Arizona to Georgia because he wanted to recruit the Georgia talent to Georgia. I don't think he got a single guy. I think actually one of his teammates committed to Ohio State. Then decommits from Georgia. Ends up at Nebraska. And this guy is a little Mahomey, as they would say. As
He really is,
my
yeah.
friend who Chris Collinsworth would say, he's a little Mahomey, but no, like literally, he's a little Mahomey. Search him up. He's literally a clone of Patrick
Yeah,
Mahomes. He's just a little thicker, I think. But same throwing mechanics, literally
like
same
same,
hairstyle,
yeah, same
literally,
like motion, like
yeah,
when he
literally
runs and
everything.
stuff, like
Literally every,
clap.
he literally just watched a shit ton of Patrick Mahomes film and literally just like imposter syndrome them. Like he literally imposter syndrome Patrick Mahomes.
And they have 76 of their production back, percent of their production back on offense and
Yeah,
78 on
so
defense.
dude, Nebraska could have won a lot more games last year. They finished 5-7, but if you watched Nebraska football last year, they should have
How many
probably.
one score games did they lose? It was like an insane stat,
So
right?
they lost. So that's one. That's another one score game. That's another one score game. That's 4-1 score games. Five.
It goes 5, 10-2, if you
And a
flip
lot of
them.
them were field goals. Just one of them was a touchdown in OT against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They have 10 offensive starters returning, 7 defensive starters returning, 3 impact transfers. Nebraska's gonna be good. They're gonna need to limit the turnovers on offense. Offensive line needs to protect Raiola and keep him upright. The expectations are out of the water this year.
I mean, Matt Rule, I like him too. He changes college programs around quick.
Temple, Baylor went to the Panthers, shit the bed because Temper's the worst owner in all of sports.
Yeah, and it's hard for those college guys to go translate to the NFL like that.
Yeah. But yeah. High expectations for Nebraska. Now let's get into damn, we still got a lot of teams left. Sorry guys if you guys are still listening.
Well, we covered most, a lot of them on the last episode, like in.
USC, I haven't finished in 8-4. Miller Moss, our quarterback, broke out at the bowl game. Looked like he had the team behind them. Two good running backs. New defense coordinator and Deontay Lynn.
From UCLA.
Last year, 118th in scoring D, 116th in total D. If you don't know, I think there's only like 132 FBS teams.
Yeah, I mean that they were bottom, like the
They
bottom
were
quarter. Yeah.
thinking about the bottom percentile. That's where they were. Looking at USC, 8-5 last year, 3 offensive starters returning, 4 defensive starters returning, and 6 impact transfers. I don't know. I truly don't know how USC is going to translate. I think
See,
Lincoln Riley's going to have to win games, obviously. That should be a given.
The offense will always be great with Lincoln Riley. That's not even a question. They just have to play a little bit of defense. Especially now, playing the Big Ten schedule. You're not
Yeah.
just going to have those shootouts, man.
They're gonna need to figure out the defensive side of the
If they
ball.
had come with the same run defense as last year, they'll lose a lot of games in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no, Kenny
Possibly to
Dillon will
shitty
just
teams.
yeah, because they'll just run the ball down. Like You could literally just run at will against USC last year.
Yeah, it was terrible. They couldn't even tackle.
Yeah, it was terrible. Alex Drench, man, what a defense coordinator he is. Yeah, I have them at 8-4 though.
I think that's a good, but they could be so much better if they play better defense.
Yeah.
And that Lynn from UCLA had a really good defense to UCLA last year, and he brought at least three, four guys with them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's solid. Lincoln's just gonna have to trust the process. And I honestly think, I don't want to say this because I don't know for sure, but I'm gonna say it anyways. Lincoln's so ingrained in the offense that I think he was spending a shit ton of time in the offense and had no idea what was going on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I'd agree with because I mean you look at every single team he had. If he had a little bit of defense, he would have won national championships.
Yep, and look at what Ryan Day had to do at Ohio State. He had to give up his offensive play calling duty so he could spend more time with the rest of the team.
Yeah. And look at their defense now.
Well, he just did that this year. But yeah, well, he gave up. Yeah, I mean, I remember the Silver Bullet days at Ohio State, man. Those were the days, flying around. It's
Now
just
they
like
just get
we
300
have.
yards
All right,
rushed on them by
well, okay,
Michigan.
we'll get on to the Ohio State in a little bit. Let's go to Michigan. I got Michigan at 9-3. Look at Michigan to have a run-heavy attack again, just because there's new head coach, new defensive coordinator. They're all in-house hires, besides the DC, I think, came in from the NFL.
He used to be, he was the DC at Baltimore.
Yeah.
Wink Martindale, then he was DC at New York, the
Yeah.
Giants.
Yeah. And then
Loves to bring pressure.
yeah. And then the OC is just the quarterbacks coach from last year. You're gonna have Alex Orgy at quarterback, Donovan Edwards at running back, arguably one of the best tight ends, Colson Loveland.
Yeah, he was a beast.
You got Samaj Morgan outside, he's a speedy guy. And then I mean their defense, I mean
Their defense is good as
yeah,
like
you got Mason Graham inside, and then they probably have two out of the top five picks on the defensive side of the ball. Mason Graham and Will Johnson will be probably top five picks.
yeah, and that Loveland, what you were saying, he's the only starter coming back.
Yeah, so 15-0 last season, one offensive starter returning, which is Loveland. Four defensive starters returning, and then probably two impact transfers.
Yeah, they're I think they return the other than Washington, obviously. They have the least amount of guys coming back that are starters though. Like Donovan Edwards wasn't a starter, like you know what I mean? But he was,
Yeah.
he played a lot.
And don't I like don't expect anything different from Michigan. It's literally gonna
Yeah,
be the
it's
same
gonna be the
thing.
same team. That's
Yeah.
why I don't understand why everybody like I can't wait for week two. That's one of my
I
big
think they
uh,
beat Texas.
I'm saying I'm
I think they're gonna
putting a lot
outphys
on I'm putting a lot on Michigan.
I think they're gonna outphysical Texas. Texas lost their two interior guys who were beefy and made it hard to run on them. They lost
And
them.
their secondary was awful last
Yeah,
year.
their secondary's not good.
And you can't just replace AD Mitchell, Xavier Worthy,
Yeah.
Jatavion Sanders.
I
We'll
mean
get into
they
Texas when we do
yeah.
the Big 12, but
They you mean SEC?
oh, yeah, shit.
But they did pick up Isaiah Bond from Bama, at least.
Yeah, in that, I like that
We're talking
bowling
about
mode.
Texas, by the way, for the listeners. We're not talking about Michigan, but
Yeah.
yeah, I have Michigan beating Texas week two.
Yeah, I like that as well.
Anything else about Michigan? I got them 9-3. I think,
I'd agree with that.
I don't know what three games they're going to lose, but I think it's going to be three. But I think that's the floor. I feel like they could either be 11-1, 10-2.
I don't think they can go undefeated, but
No, because they got going in Columbus, and Ryan Day is not going to let them leave until he beats them. He's going to reset that clock. If they beat them in game one, he's going to reset the clock, line up again. We're playing again. You're not leaving the shoe until we beat you. Yeah, let's go into Penn State. I have Penn State 9-3.
I'd
You
have them
can
ten
take
and
you.
two.
What do you have them at?
Ten and two.
You can take over the Penn State talk since it's your team.
I mean, they basically have everybody coming back when you look at it like that. Abdul Carter's coming back. They moved him actually to defensive end. They got him and Denny Dennis Sutton coming out on coming off the edge. They got all their interior guys back, basically, their inside linebackers. Couple new faces at corner, but I think we all realized last year that Kalen King was a little overrated.
Little bit.
And they got AJ Harris, who's a five star from Georgia, who I expect to be pretty good. And their safeties are pretty much back. I mean, it's the same damn team. They lost a couple guys on the O line, but I think they'll be fine.
Do
At least running the ball.
you think, here's my problem with James. So Jurkic was the OC last year, yeah?
Yeah, you're such.
Yurcich, whatever. James would be like, after the Ohio State game, he was like, yeah, we had like a game plan to like run the ball. And then like how many carries, like they got
Like
like,
we didn't even do it.
yeah, no. So as James being the head coach, he knows all the play calls coming. Like,
Yeah.
where was that disconnect between Yurcich and James? And does like
I don't,
coach,
that's what
I
I don't
trust
get, because
coach.
you could tell he was like kind of furious after the game. He
Yeah,
like
so like, where was that disconnect in the game planning and the.
I'm not like I don't know. They need to give Coach K the full reins of the offense and just let him run with it,
That's
man.
what I. That's my only question mark coming into the season. I got to see Penn State open up at West Virginia and see what this offense looks like.
I mean, they said the receivers are looking better. I mean, they're gonna say that, I guess, but you
I
can't tell
think,
till game time.
yeah, I mean, Drew was an all-star in practice last year.
I mean, the talent is there, receiver though. Like they have the guys, they just need to do it.
So one, two games you have Penn State losing.
Here, hold on. Ohio State, obviously. Actually, I'm
Gonna
going
have
11 and 1.
oh, 11 and one as
I forgot we don't play, they don't play Michigan. And we're beating USC. Yeah, I'm going 11 and 1. What three games do you have them losing? Wisconsin?
I have, well, Wisconsin's a coin going at, I gotta see what Fickell does with Wisconsin this year, but that's
Well,
gonna
I
be a
think we
tough.
skipped over Wisconsin, by the way.
Oh yeah, I have them at the bottom of my. Where? Oh
We'll get to
yeah,
them next.
damn, good call. I don't know what the listeners would do without the Wisconsin talk. I have the. I think that West Virginia game's a coin flip.
Coin flip? I think
I think it's gonna be one
they have to
possession.
put them away early.
I think it's gonna be one possession game.
I mean, what West Virginia's a veteran team playing at home week one.
If it
James
was
Franklin.
late,
James Franklin loves playing tight games in week one.
if it was later in the season, I'd be all over Penn State, depending on how they would look. But I just don't know. And I don't know what West Virginia overachieved like hell last year, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think like last year, Penn State was getting all the hype.
Yeah, and
And it's the
I.
same team. You don't hear it. I think that's a good thing for them.
So I have them losing Ohio State. I think they're gonna run the fucking out physical the hell out of USC. Like I said, I just gotta see how I'm probably putting too much thought in the East teams going west, but. What other games do I have them losing?
I don't know. It's there's really not any like.
I'll give you the possible games that they could lose. West Virginia, Ohio State, USC, Wisconsin.
Yeah, other than Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Wisconsin real quick. Tyler Van Dyke, redemption. I mean, what did I feel like he's just underachieved his whole college career.
Last year at the start of Miami season, I was like, damn, they're back.
I mean, it's just, I think they need to get back into their tight end game. They need to run the ball. They got
Chez back.
yeah, Chez,
Chez
yeah, Chez Mulusi, Cade Yakimeli.
Yeah, he's
Cade,
back.
yeah, he's back. I mean, Wisconsin D always gonna be solid. I don't know. We'll see. I like Fickell, man. If I could choose one person to replace, well, there's two people I would choose to replace Ryan Day. Luke Fickell. All
And Urban Meyer.
right, there's three people. Luke Fickell, Urban Meyer, Mike Vrabel.
What's up with you, Ohio State people, and Mike Vrabel, man?
What?
I he's he was so overrated at Tennessee, dude.
All right. All right. That's enough Wisconsin talk. I have Wisconsin at 7-5.
Yeah, give or take a few game, like a game or two, I
Yeah.
think.
All right. Let's get into the national champions, Oregon. They've already been crowned as the national champions, so we might as well not replay this season. I have them finishing 11-1. Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, Jordan James at running back, brought in Evan Stewart. Linebackers are good. Secondary is kind of transfers. They got that Muhammad guy from Washington,
Yeah,
Cam
they have
Alexander
all their
from,
question marks are in the secondary.
yeah, all,
They have one of
which,
the best O lines in the entire country.
yeah, they're gonna be solid. I don't know about all this, like already claim them as national champions and everything.
Yeah, I have them as two loss team.
What losses?
Michigan and Ohio State, and I think later in the year, say they beat Ohio State. I think going into Wisconsin, like
Trap
just
game.
like a late Saturday, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
late in the year, Saturday could be a slip up.
Yeah.
But I
Only
am not a huge, like, I don't
look,
see that
I
Dylan Gabriel, Evan Stewart, yeah, he was like highly recruited, had high expectations. He's never done anything either.
Well, we'll get into the Texas A&M talk here,
Yeah, that's.
whenever we get to the SEC. But
Yeah.
fucking, I don't know which game Oregon's gonna lose because I think Ohio State's gonna lose and Eugene, but I think they're gonna drop a game in the regular season.
I think they're gonna drop Michigan at least.
I they're gonna drop one. I don't know who it's gonna be. They could drop two. It could be Michigan or Ohio State that they drop. But they're going to drop a game. I mean, Dan Lanning, man, what a stand-up guy. You got to love the coach, coming from. He was
You don't you hate the guy.
Saban tree at Alabama as like an assistant. Then
Georgia.
George Kirby Smart went to Georgia. He brought Lanning with him, and then obviously went to Oregon and is building something there.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. But out of all the Pac-12 teams that came over to the Big Ten, I think their game translates the most.
Yeah, I think so too, because they're a physical team.
Yeah.
Physical up front. It's not like the West Coast style offense per se.
So let's go to our final stop in the Big Ten. Let's go to Ohio State. I got the record prediction 11-1. I have them losing against Oregon.
If they don't lose against Oregon, they're losing to Penn State.
There's a couple games that they could drop.
I think they're gonna have one. Going undefeated is tough.
Yeah. So 2023 record 11-2, losses against Michigan and Missouri. I mean, that Missouri game I kind of wiped from my memory. That might have been the worst football game I've ever watched. Offense returning 6, defense returning 8. Three impact transfers. I just think, I don't know where I'm going with this, but let me pivot back. So Ryan Day's 59-8 at Ohio State. He's beat everyone that he's supposed to be beat.
Except for Michigan.
He's beat them once. He delegated play calling. duties to Chip Kelly. Their offensive line, I think, needs to be more physical. At skill positions, I don't think anyone touches Ohio State at skill positions.
Yeah, if their guys step up like we think they're gonna step up.
At the skill positions, they're the
Well,
top.
I'm talking more receivers. If Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate both are like that, then yeah.
And you got a Mecca coming back.
Yeah. I mean, you know what you're getting him though.
So Ohio State hired Justin Fry as their line coach a couple years back. And ever since they hired him, the offensive line recruiting has been dog water. And that's why the trenches has been taking a hit. Like this like Ohio State physical run type of offense has disappeared and it's been just aired out. And the trenches, they just like in these like Michigan, like I was listening to Joel Klatt today and he's like, all right, Michigan's like, cool, you got all these skill players. What happens when we run the ball 50 times up your throat?
Yeah,
You
and
know?
we have the number one corner in the country, and we have the defensive line.
So it's like I think our offensive line coach has to be on the hot seat after this year, especially he's and one of the best offensive line recruiting classes in a while this cycle. He's only had I think he has two commits and they're losing out on some big time recruits that they want to get, but they just can't get.
Yeah.
But like as offensive line has to step up at the receiver position, young but
They're very
solid.
young. Yeah.
I mean,
They're
you
always going to
got
be real good.
Emeka Buka returning. Jeremiah Smith. Oh man, if the hype is real on this kid,
Yeah,
if the hype is real on this kid, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to watch him. Carnell Tate,
he's my
Brandon
favorite
Ennis,
one. Carnell Tate's my favorite one, though.
G. Scott at tight end, Thurman at tight end. I mean, if we don't do two Wildcat with Junkins and Trayvon, two running back systems with Junkins and Trayvon, Will Howard, just be on time. Just be on time. And don't make big mistakes. Because
That's literally all he has to do.
Will Howard's going to get the keys to start. I think that's he's going to get the keys to start. There's no doubt about it. It's just I think I have faith with him. I mean, when you look at Chip Kelly early in his Oregon days, he revolutionized college football, I think, at Oregon,
Yeah.
like early on with the tempo that he
Yeah, with
brought.
the spread and the tempo.
Obviously, it's not going to be that type of offense. He's like switched up, but everyone, there,
If you give him the weapons, though, he's gonna know how to use the weapons.
he's going to go with a little pace at times, but it's
Yeah.
not going to be pace all the time. Especially now with the end helmet communication to quarterbacks, you're going to see teams huddling up a lot. But I expect Ohio State to still attack teams with pace. Defensive side of the ball. I mean, the back half, Caleb Downs, Latham Ransom, Denzel Burke, Davison Ngakoue-Sima, Jordan Hancock. And then they have that one guy who's a true freshman. Last year, who saw some time? I'm blanking on his name. He's a
Yeah,
corner, also.
I'm still not sold on their their front
Oh no, their front.
six.
Yeah, they're it's gonna. We just need pressure, like. So they brought so
JT's
Sonny,
good at times, but he disappears.
So Sonny Styles was a safety whenever they brought him in. They moved him down to linebacker now, so he's gonna be linebacker with Cody Simon. And then that defensive front with JT Jackson, I want to see some rotation out of them,
Yeah,
because I think we
that's the
have
one
depth.
thing
I think we
I
have
like.
depth at the ends. Like I need rotation though.
That's the one thing I like about Penn State is they rotate their D line like every few plays.
I gotta keep
You
them
have the
fresh.
guys, dude. Keep
Yeah,
them
I know. I
fresh.
don't want, and I feel like Ryan Day's been like he's fallen like victim of like just like playing like. Not rotate when he has the depth to rotate. I don't feel like he's rotated the way that they need to rotate to be competing at the highest
Yeah.
level at all times. So I got Ohio State 11-1 with losing at Oregon.
Yeah, I haven't. I'd say 11-1 either Oregon, Penn State. I think they're gonna drop one.
Yeah, and Columbus will burn on that day. Oh
Yeah,
my, Twitter, bro. When Ohio State loses, Twitter, Ohio State Twitter goes nuts. But
especially if it's kind of early with Oregon.
yep. So let's predict our conference winner.
Yeah, I got Ohio State.
I have Ohio State winning the conference. I know, in last episode I had them as my underachiever of the year, but
That's just because they're not, you said they're not going to win it all.
yeah, I don't think they're gonna win at all, but I have Ohio State as the conference winner. Who do you have coming out? Who do you have them playing in the conference championship?
I'm going Penn State.
I mean, you have Penn State at 10-2 or 11-1, so it's the
Like
best two,
I
right?
just think the schedule matches up nice.
That would be
What are they
something.
going to do if Ohio State beats both Oregon and Penn State? Like, what do you do? And they both have one loss.
I'm sure
It's
they
the
have.
record of your Big Ten opponents.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something. We dug into that last year.
Yeah, I think it's the record of your Big Ten opponents.
Yeah, we'll dig into that again, but
So ultimately, you get rewarded for playing the tougher teams.
anything else you want to say on our Big Ten prediction?
No, we pretty much covered
Yeah,
everything we can.
kind of a longer episode, but
Not a
Big
lot
Ten
of
has
bullshit,
18
though.
teams now,
Yeah.
and we're trying to give you guys the best analysis that you guys can get heading into
Yeah, we don't
the
want to just
season.
tell you everything you need to know about Ohio State because you probably already know.
Yeah, so we want to spread love all around. So that's gonna wrap up our Big Ten talk. Next episode is gonna be the SEC, and we will see you then.